96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the Brule Fish Hatchery will not operate this year, citing budget constraints and withheld funding. The department says about $7.3 million approved to maintain the hatchery has not been released by the state's Joint Finance Committee, forcing difficult decisions on fish stocking and operations. At a press conference in Washburn Monday, anglers, former DNR staff, and local leaders raised concerns about the impact on both the region's fishing culture and the economy. They say Wisconsin's fishing industry brings in more than $1.2 billion annually and supports thousands of jobs, including tourism-related businesses like hotels, restaurants, and bait shops. The DNR says its fish and wildlife account has faced funding shortfalls for several years, and without additional support, more cuts could be possible. The Brule Hatchery is one of roughly a dozen in the state and plays a key role in stocking fish across northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers and animal-drawn vehicle operators to safely share the road as part of its May Law of the Month. Officials say horse-drawn and other animal-drawn vehicles are still a common sight in parts of Wisconsin, especially on rural roads, and often travel well below the speed limit. They say drivers should slow down, stay alert, and only pass when it's safe and legal. Preliminary data shows there have been 165 crashes involving animal-drawn vehicles in Wisconsin over the past 5 years, resulting in 12 deaths and more than 180 injuries. Officials say animal-drawn vehicles have the same rights as motor vehicles and may use the roadway or shoulder, but they are required to use slow-moving vehicle signs and proper lighting, especially at night. Drivers are urged to give plenty of space, avoid sudden noises, and be prepared for animals that may react unpredictably. Officials say safety on rural roads is a shared responsibility. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the Brule Fish Hatchery will not operate this year, citing budget constraints and withheld funding. The department says about $7.3 million approved to maintain the hatchery has not been released by the state's Joint Finance Committee, forcing difficult decisions on fish stocking and operations. At a press conference in Washburn Monday, anglers, former DNR staff, and local leaders raised concerns about the impact on both the region's fishing culture and the economy. They say Wisconsin's fishing industry brings in more than $1.2 billion annually and supports thousands of jobs, including tourism-related businesses like hotels, restaurants, and bait shops. The DNR says its fish and wildlife account has faced funding shortfalls for several years, and without additional support, more cuts could be possible. The Brule Hatchery is one of roughly a dozen in the state and plays a key role in stocking fish across northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers and animal-drawn vehicle operators to safely share the road as part of its May Law of the Month. Officials say horse-drawn and other animal-drawn vehicles are still a common sight in parts of Wisconsin, especially on rural roads, and often travel well below the speed limit. They say drivers should slow down, stay alert, and only pass when it's safe and legal. Preliminary data shows there have been 165 crashes involving animal-drawn vehicles in Wisconsin over the past 5 years, resulting in 12 deaths and more than 180 injuries. Officials say animal-drawn vehicles have the same rights as motor vehicles and may use the roadway or shoulder, but they are required to use slow-moving vehicle signs and proper lighting, especially at night. Drivers are urged to give plenty of space, avoid sudden noises, and be prepared for animals that may react unpredictably. Officials say safety on rural roads is a shared responsibility. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin Republicans may hold a special meeting next week as pressure grows on party chair Brian Schimming. Documents obtained by Wiz Politics show members of the state GOP's governing committee want to discuss possible action tied to employment issues and board management. If approved, the meeting would come just days before the party's state convention in Wisconsin Dells. Schimming says Republicans are focused on beating Democrats in November. The Green Bay Packers are investing in the growth of girls' flag football across Wisconsin, awarding $100,000 to 20 high schools. Each school received funding and equipment to help launch or expand programs. Schools from Milwaukee, Racine, Madison, and other communities are part of the effort. Applications are now open for another round of grants for the next school year. The man accused of leading a massive protest at Ridgeland Farms in March is heading to trial. Wayne Sheung was in court recently on charges of burglary. Dozens of supporters were at the hearing and the jail to cheer the 44-year-old's release from jail. Sheung is accused of organizing the storming of the Blue Mounds facility in March, where hundreds of activists tried to free the Ridgeland Farms beagles. And Governor Tony Evers is celebrating National Tourism and Travel Week in Wisconsin. Evers and Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers were at Olbrich Botanical Gardens in Madison on Monday to show off the state's tourism industry and how it impacts Wisconsin's economy. The governor's office noted growth in the tourism industry, with a record of more than 114 million visitors coming to Wisconsin in 2024. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' new assistant head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Last year, DeMarcus Covington joined the Packers as their defensive line coach. This year, Matt LaFleur has added assistant head coach to his title. Covington says he wants the rookies to attack the off-season program like taking a class in karate.
I talked to him about like a white belt mindset. And really, what does that mean? You know, every year it's a start over mentality. You have that humble mentality, not a know it all, a learn it all. And I think if we approach that with a black belt skill set, but with a white belt mentality, I think we're going to be all right. And that's kind of how I look at it for me, no matter what job I'm approaching.
Baseball, the Brewers losing bullpen pitcher Angel Zerpa. The lefty will have Tommy John surgery next Monday, ending his season. Brandon Woodruff is seeing a specialist in Texas for his shoulder. The Crew wrapping up their series in St. Louis before heading home to host the New York Yankees Friday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few flurries right away this morning, then a few sprinkles possible. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, a sprinkle or two. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Frosty will drop to 28 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.